They dressed, shivering, and then climbed the trail to the upper river. They walked out along the rocks to where the river seemed to end in space, and he held the boy while he ventured out to the last ledge of rock. The river went sucking over the rim and fell straight down into the pool below, the entire river. He clung to the man's arm.
"It's really far," he said.
"It's pretty far."
"Would you die if you fell?"
"You'd get hurt. It's a long way."
"It's really scary."
They walked out through the woods. The light was failing. They followed the flats along the upper river among huge dead trees. A rich southern wood that once held may apple and pipsissewa, ginseng. The raw dead limbs of the rhododendron twisted and knotted and black. He stopped, something in the mulch and ash. He stooped and cleared it away. A small colony of them, shrunken, dried and wrinkled. He picked one and held it up and sniffed it. He bit a piece from the edge and chewed.
"What is it, Papa?"
"Morels. It's morels."
"What's morels?"
"They're a kind of mushroom."
"Can you eat them?"
"Yes. Take a bite."
"Are they good?"
"Take a bite."
The boy smelled the mushroom and bit into it and stood chewing. He looked at his father.
"These are pretty good," he said.
They pulled the morels from the ground, small, alien-looking things that he piled in the hood of the boy's parka. They hiked back out to the road and down to where they'd left the cart, and they made camp by the river pool at the falls and washed the earth and ash from the morels and put them to soak in a pan of water. By the time he had the fire going, it was dark, and he sliced a handful of the mushrooms on a log for their dinner and scooped them into the frying pan along with the fat pork from a can of beans and set them in the coals to simmer. The boy watched him.
"This is a good place, Papa," he said.
They ate the little mushrooms together with the beans and drank tea and had tinned pears for their dessert. He banked the fire against the seam of rock where he'd built it, and he strung the tarp behind them to reflect the heat, and they sat warm in their refuge while he told the boy stories. Old stories of courage and justice as he remembered them, until the boy was asleep in his blankets. And then he stoked the fire and lay down, warm and full, and listened to the low thunder of the falls beyond them in that dark and threadbare wood.